Isaiah 62. I want everybody else to go to Isaiah 62. And it's a prophecy. We'll read verse 1 to 2.
For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as a brightness.
All right. I want you to go back to verse 1. The Bible says, for Zion's sake,
I will not hold my peace.
The word Zion, it is a metaphoric word for the church. Wherever you hear the word Zion, it is a prophetic meaning of the word church. Or the people in church. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, you have come to Mount Zion, a city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. So whenever you hear the word Zion, God is talking about you. So the Bible says, for your sake. It says, for your sake, I will not, God will not be at peace. I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem, I will not rest. Why? Until her righteousness goes forth. When God is looking at you, He looks at you and He sees a righteousness inside of you, which He wants to bring out. The reason why He actually pushed you to be in church today, or the reason why you find yourself watching on television, is God trying to push you until the righteousness out of you comes out. And now, the Bible says, until righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation, the word is salvation there, means deliverance. The word is salvation, wherever you hear the word salvation. Yehoshua, that's the word, Yehoshua, which means salvation, is where the word Savior comes from. It is when someone is being served on deliverance purposes. So the Bible says, God will not hoard His peace until your righteousness comes out, and until you are delivered. Tell your neighbor, if you have one, say, God will not stay quiet until righteousness comes out in your life, neighbor, and until your deliverance has happened. It could have taken long. It might have taken time. But the Lord says, I will deliver you. Can I speak this prophecy again? The Lord says, it has taken time indeed. And sometimes you ask yourself a question, will this ever happen? But the Lord says, I will not hold my peace until you are set free. The Lord is saying, I have seen your pain. I have seen your struggle. But I will not hold my peace until your deliverance has come. I raise my hand towards your direction. And I declare, this word will happen. This word will take place. Whether it's deliverance on the pain of sickness, whether it's deliverance on your family problems, whether there is a situation, as I raise my hand as a prophet, time has come for your deliverance. So shall this word come to pass. Track this word. Follow this word I've spoken. You will see it happening in your life. God will do everything possible to make sure your deliverance has happened. Let me say something to you. The reason why some of you feel like nothing is happening yet, it is because you think that you are a person who's trying to ask for assistance from God. There's an ability in the spirit that God separates people. The reason you are very special, it is because God has a purpose on you. No matter how you find yourself down, no matter how you find yourself in a problem, God is doing everything possible to make sure that your righteousness comes out, to make sure your deliverance has taken place. This service today, it is one of what God is doing to make sure that your salvation, your deliverance has come to pass. Raise up your hands and shout hallelujah. Do you know what is happening in your families? God told me something. He said, there are so many families where they are suffering. It's the whole generation. But God said, today, I'm going to use her. I'm going to use him. Through her. Through him. The cases in the family, they will be broken. Receive in the name of Jesus. I said, receive in the name of Jesus. Something is about to happen. Something beautiful. God says he has seen your tears. He has seen your fastings. He has seen your prayers. He has seen your giving. He has seen your sacrifice. And he has come down to set you free. In this month, I declare in the name of Jesus, you will be set free. You will be healed. In the name of Jesus. Hear this. I came here for this. You will be healed. Anyone with any infirmity, any sickness, it will come out of your body. I want you to put your hand upon yourself and say, no disease will be in my body. Say, no sickness will be in me. Can you imagine where a person thinks, I want God to do it. I want God to do it. I want God to heal me. But here, it's not you wanting it. The Bible says God is saying, I will not hold my peace until your deliverance has come to pass. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God says he will not keep quiet until you are delivered. Somebody shout, I receive it. Now sit down. So in the prophetic ministry, there are two activities. That is what we call acting on the word of God. So when God speaks, we always say, I believe God said it. And then there is what we call believing what he has said. So they are, I'm doing it because God said it. So you are acting on what God has said. But here, this is God saying, so you are believing what he has said. So on Abraham, God said, leave your father and your mom to a place I'll show you. So Abraham left, acting on what God said. And God said, you will have a child, believing what God said. So this one, Abraham does not have to act. There is nothing you can do about it. God will do it. But leaving the father and the mother and the country where he was, it was not God to do it. It was him to obey and leave. So there are things we act on what God has said. And there are things we believe what he has said. So there are times we fast.
Yes, sir.
Because we want God to move. It's an act. There are some times we pray. Because we want God to do it. And there are times we believe. Because God has said. There was no fasting needed. When God said to Abraham, next year, a time like this one, you will have a child. There was no need of fasting. Because God has what?
Said it.
God has what?
Said it.
When God says it, there is no need to what? To even fast, to worry. Because God has what? God has said it. What we now need is to believe. The Bible does not say, and Abraham prayed over what God said. He says, and Abraham believed, and it was accounted for him. So there are things we should pray for. There are things we should fast for. And there are things we should believe. This word I'm preaching to you, it is the word you must believe. God is saying, I have seen your affliction. For your sake, for the sake of your family, for the sake of your ministry, for the sake of your calling, for the sake of who you are, I will deliver you.
Glory.
Sit down.
Powerful. Members,
there are things God will do for the sake of Zion. If you see scripture, the Bible is saying for the sake of Zion, I will do it. Did you hear that? For the sake of what? Do you know that for the sake of your calling, for the sake of your ministry? A very good example. Imagine that you have got this desire to help the poor, and you have no money. God can bless you financially for the sake of that calling. There are people in my church who they have a desire to support this ministry. They want to participate in supporting the building of churches. They want to be part of supporting evangelism crusades. For the sake of their calling, God will open their doors. Give a neighbor high five, say, it is happening with me. Now they are very jealous. Tell your neighbor, say, whether you are jealous or not, watch me. My doors are opening. My things will begin to move. No, they are not serious. Tell them, say, my things will start happening. I can't hear them. I can't hear them. Tell them, my things are about to move. Better. Now, let's go to the finishing verse. How will God do it? And what will he do? In verse 2. When God has delivered you, and when God has given you the righteousness, verse 2 will happen. You know what verse 2 is saying? Are you ready for verse 2? Are you ready for verse 2?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, go read.
The Gentiles shall see your righteousness.
My God, wait. That word righteousness there, do you know what it actually say in Hebrew? In Hebrew. Okay, let's go to NIV. Then we're going to go to another version, and I want to show you something. Yeah, that's the meaning of righteousness on that verse.
The nations will see your vindication.
Exactly. Look at your neighbor. Say, do you know vindication? Do you know vindication? When people are accusing you, saying things about you which are not true, thinking things about you which are not true. Vindication is now when those things have been proven to be false. That's a vindication. Did you hear that? There are people right now, when they see you praying, they think you're overdoing things. They think you're exaggerating. She thinks she prays more than all of us. Tell your neighbor, vindication. It says, and I don't know how I should explain this to you. You'll be very soon, you'll be vindicated. It says, the nations will see your vindication. A very good example is myself and my wife. When God vindicates you, tell your neighbor, when God vindicates you. Come on, tell your neighbor again, when God vindicates you, they will stay quiet. When God vindicates you, whatever people were saying about you, now they think you're going crazy. When they see you coming to church, they think, what are you doing? Until God has answered you. When they see things moving in your life, that thing, it will make them see vindication on you. Somebody say vindication. He says, and the Gentiles, people who are not even believers, they will even say, indeed, God is with this man. God is with this woman. Forget about your brothers and sisters in church. The Bible says the Gentiles, people who are not born again, people who are not saved, they will see something upon you. And they will say, surely, God is with this man. Can I hear the joy in the Lord?
Glory.
So number one, vindication. Do you hear me? God will vindicate you. People may think you're going crazy. They think you're useless. But very soon, you're about to shock them. I don't talk, eh? I don't talk. I prophesy. What I'm speaking right now, these are words of prophecy. I am telling you the truth. People will be surprised. Kaya mandereba shika pahata. Hear this. Any word you are speaking right now, whatsoever you are believing right now, it will happen in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you this. If anyone thinks it will not happen,
yes, sir,
they should watch your life.
Yes. My God.
Can I repeat my statement?
Yes, 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 yes.
Whatsoever you have been speaking, whatsoever you have been speaking, whatsoever you have been believing, anyone who thinks that it will not happen, they should watch you. I have said they should watch. After this word of prophecy I'm giving you today, things will start happening. Give a neighbor half as I receive it. No, I can't hear you. Give a neighbor half five properly. Say, receive it. Are they receiving? Are they receiving? Tell them again. Say, I'm speaking to you, neighbor. Micah 7, verse 16.
Micah chapter 7, verse number 16. Nations will see and be ashamed. deprived of all their power. They will put their hands over their mouth and their ears will become deaf.
What is going to happen in my life? They shall be ashamed. The Bible says, for your sake, God will not stay quiet until you are delivered. Until the Gentiles see it. Are you following somebody? I am saying, God will not keep his peace until those people who don't believe, until they see it. Go back to scripture. Give me a message. We'll read it together. You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Message translation. We are going to read the message translation. I want you to read together. One, two, three, go, read.
And the godless nations put them in their place, humiliated in their arrogance, speechless and clueless.
Are you here? Go back the verse. Go back the verse. Now go verse 17.
Okay.
Go verse 17.
Okay. Make them slink like snakes. Crawl like cockroaches. Come out of their holes from under their rocks and face our God. Fill them with holy fear and trembling.
Did you hear that? Akuti fresha manyazi. Azamba kupanga ngati mpemvu. Did you hear that? Verse 17 NIV. We want to read together. 1, 2, 3, go read.
They will lick dust like a snake, like creatures that crawls on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God and will be afraid of you.
God is about to do something to you. That those people who are speaking things about you, they will be afraid of you and they will come to your God. It is not something you are praying for. It is what God is promising. He says, for the sake, put your name. For the sake of Major One, put your name. For the sake of, put your name. For the sake of who? The Bible says, I will not stay quiet.
Yes.
Until your deliverance has happened. And when your deliverance has happened, you will be vindicated. And those who are laughing at you, they shall hold their mouth. They shall shake and they shall be put to shame. Those who are laughing and scorning at you, they shall be trembling and they shall say, we need your God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh! Hear this. What I now need you to do, I want you just to believe this word. Believe this word until it has happened. Not after this service again. Oh, I don't know why people, I don't know why I'm going through this. You will cancel this prophecy. You will delete this prophecy. I just want you to believe it. that from now, God will do everything until I'm free. Until my righteousness comes out. Until I am righteous. Until my deliverance has happened. And the people will see it. So the first group of people to see. Are you here? Before I even go there. Let's check Jeremiah 33 verse 9. Jeremiah 33 verse 9. Let's just check it. There is something there. Are you ready for this?
Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it.
Did you hear that? There is something that God wants to do. That it will make people tremble. Some of you, you attend a meeting you never even thought you'd attend. Somewhere your name will be mentioned in a boardroom. And the thing that will be done upon you, those who don't believe shall see. And they will shake their heads. And they will touch their mouths. Number one, the Gentiles. See the scripture in Isaiah 62, verse 2.
The nations will see your vindication.
Number one.
And all kings your glory.
Number two. Not just mere people. Even kings. Even what? Great people. They will hear about you. Tell your neighbor, be careful with me. I might give you a job. You are about to shock all those who know you.
I receive it.